Hello, I'm Dr. Anne Katz. Welcome to Sexually Speaking, a podcast about all things related to sexuality with zero sensationalism but lots of information. For the last 23 years, I've worked with individuals and couples who are experiencing sexual difficulties, mostly those related to cancer treatment. I've written a whole lot of articles and books on the topics and traveled all over the world, educating healthcare providers and people with cancer. It's been a great adventure on many levels, and now I've started a private practice for anyone experiencing sexual problems. You can learn about me, my books, and other writing on my website, www.drannkatz.com. You can also email me, counseling@drann.com, and that's counseling with two L's. That's the best way to contact me. In part one of this two-part series on erectile difficulties, I said that in part two that I'm going to talk about erectile aids, their effectiveness, and how to use them. This is part two. While it may seem that this information is specifically for men, it is important for female partners, or male partners for that matter, to know about this too. So here goes. The most often prescribed and used treatments for erectile difficulties are medications called PDE5 inhibitors, including Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and in the United States, Stendra. These medications improve blood flow to the tissues of the penis by inhibiting the action of an enzyme called phosphodiesterase type 5, or PDE5 inhibitor, that control the size of blood vessels in the penis and other parts of the body. Originally developed to treat high blood pressure and angina or chest pain, one of the side effects noted in the clinical trials was penile erections. Bingo! A star medication was born, and millions of men worldwide would start to use the first of these medications, namely Viagra, followed by Cialis, Levitra, and lastly, Stendra. I'm going to try and explain how these medications work, because this is important information for men and their partners. When the man is sexually stimulated, the nervous system sends chemical messengers into the tissues of the penis that lie on either side of the urethra. These are called the spongy bodies. The chemical messengers release nitric oxide that causes the blood vessels supplying the penis to widen and an erection occurs. A fibrous outer coating of the spongy bodies then trap the blood inside the penis. The PDE5 inhibitors, these medications, prevent a process where the blood vessels in the penis narrow or contract, allowing blood to flow out of the spongy bodies and back into circulation, and the erection subsides. It's important to understand that these medications don't cause an erection. They just prevent the blood from leaving the penis once the man is aroused or his penis is stimulated physically. Basically, these medications make it easier to get and maintain an erection and nothing more. Another use is to help men who need to urinate frequently and urgently, as well as waking during the night to urinate. This is a result of enlargement of the prostate called benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH. Daily Cialis is approved by the FDA to treat this condition. To date, these medications all require a prescription. You also need to be very cautious about buying any of these medications online, especially if the website states that you don't need a prescription. The man is putting his health at risk, as the medications available on these websites either don't contain the active ingredient and may contain harmful ingredients or too much active ingredient that can cause dangerous side effects. So now I'm going to talk about the individual medications. Viagra, or sildenafil, was the first of these medications. It's a short-acting PDE5 inhibitor that works for about 4 hours and should be taken about an hour before sexual activity. Most men start with a 50 milligram dose and increase to 100 milligrams if that is not effective. It can also be reduced to 25 milligrams if the erection lasts longer than is comfortable or needed. Cialis, or tadalafil, is often called the weekender because the effects last for about 36 hours. An advantage of this is that it allows for more spontaneity, something that may reduce the pressure to perform for some men. A starting dose is 10 milligrams that can be increased to 20 milligrams if needed. Cialis should be taken an hour before sexual activity, just like Viagra. The daily form of this medication is 5 milligrams, and it needs to be taken every night for men who want help with erections. The daily dose is approved for men with an enlarged prostate who need to urinate frequently or who wake often during the night. Levitra or Vardenafil is very similar in effect to Viagra. Studies have shown that for some men, the effect on erections may last up to 8 hours. It also needs to be taken an hour before sexual activities and is available in 3 doses, 5, 10, or 20 milligrams. Stendra or Vanafil is the newest medication in this class. The main advantage of Stendra is that it works much faster than the others and can be taken as little as 15 minutes before sexual activity. It's approved in the United States, but not in Canada at the present time. Like any medication, the PDE5 inhibitors have side effects. The most common are associated with dilation of the blood vessels in the body and include headaches, facial flushing, indigestion, nasal congestion, cold-like symptoms, and back or muscle pain. Rare and serious side effects include a prolonged and painful erection called priapism. This is not a joke and damages the tissues of the penis. Urgent medical attention is needed for this side effect. Some men experience a sudden loss of hearing or vision after taking these medications. These are serious but rare side effects that require immediate medical attention. Finally, it is important to try more than once to use any of the medications prescribed, unless, of course, if the man experiences any of the rare but serious side effects. Remember that the brain is the biggest sex organ and may interfere with his response to the medication, something we call performance anxiety. So just taking any of these medications once and not seeing any response does not mean that it isn't effective. He should try on at least 5 to 8 separate occasions before trying another one in the class of medications. So that's it for Sexually Speaking this time. In a future episode, I'm going to talk about other erectile aids, including the pelvic pump and the penile implant. But up next month, I'm going to talk about something called discordant desire. I hope you listen.